Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out. Hey guys, in this episode, I want to talk about how much do day traders really make, all right? I know that's always on top of mind. You know, we hear about day traders, we hear about people turning 1,000 into 1,000,000, and you know, I want to go over the details in regards to what you can actually expect to make and how do day traders even make money. So again, I'm your host Mubarak Shah of In Penny Stock, a trading educational platform that teaches you the A to Z on how to trade stocks, and let's just get right into it. So you have to really understand that with day trading, it's almost the way I say it all the time, and the way that resonates the most, is that it's basically essentially like professional gambling. And what I mean by that is that it's it has to do with a certain type of ratio of winning. So no trader in the world, it doesn't matter if you're Warren Buffett or whoever you are, is ever gonna be 100% right or 100% successful. That's never ever the case. All right, the strategy and the mentality though is two situations. One is, once you're really skilled, you'll probably have a win rate of anywhere from 60 to 70%, all right? But the key thing there is that it's kind of like a batting average, right? So even in baseball, the top baseball players have an average of say 30% or so, where every time they go up to hit the, you know, hit the ball, they if you'll be a top player if you're able to hit it a third of the time appropriately. And so stock trading is kind of in that same way, where if anyone's preaching to you that they're doing more than 70-80%, or they're trying to say that they have 100% or 90% winning rate, then you should just run the other way, because that's never ever the case. All right, the key thing is that you have a slightly higher than 50%. All right, and even if not, I'll tell you how it evens out. So you have a slightly higher, it's almost like I say a 60-40 win-loss ratio, right? Meaning if you look at all the trades that you do in a week or a month or on average, you're going to know that when you enter a trade, you probably have a little bit higher than a 50% chance of being in a good trade, right? But the difference also is how you set up your taking your profits and taking your losses. So the way you get rich is not by just one overnight type of trade. That's never going to happen. The way it happens is when you're winning, when the stock is going in the direction that you want and your portfolio is increasing, you're not only locking in your profit in a smart method, meaning you take, say, half your position and sell it so you can still ride the gain, but when you win big. And then when you lose very, very minimal amounts, all right? Because that is the super, that is the super important aspect to all this, is that you need to be very, very strategic and good with your stop losses and with cutting the trade short, all right? And that's very easy to do nowadays. Before, it was a bit more difficult because you would actually have a commission fee to pay if you had tried to sell your position, right? But now with Robinhood in 2021 and pretty much every single brokerage out there, they have this amazing opportunity where you don't have to pay anything on your trades in and out. So that becomes an incredible change, because before people were like, oh, if I sell, then I have to sell, pay commissions and everything. No, that's not there anymore. So that becomes even more amazing, because you cut out an entire cost of commissions, which used to actually affect the normal profits that traders have. So you guys listening nowadays, if you're trying to get involved or you're already day trading, you're in a way better situation than people used to be in the past.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
But essentially, you always want to set no more than, I would say, a 10% stop loss, right? So I give this example always, but if you put a stock trade in for $10 and then it goes down to 9 or below 9 to like $8.99, you should set a stop loss order
And that means that no matter what, whether you're in the bathroom, whether you're sleeping, you know, because, you know, sometimes you're going to take an eye off the screen, and sometimes the market moves really, really fast. And so really what you can see, that day traders, you can easily make six figures if you know how to do it right, right? But the second portion of this answer, outside of the win-loss ratio and kind of giving some clarity there, is you have to understand that it's a percentage game, right? So if you start off with just $100, it's going to be a lot harder for you to be able to make six figures profit from trading than it is for somebody that starts off with $20,000, all right? Because again, you're trying to go for percentages. When you put in $3,000 to invest, but someone else has $30,000, there's that person that has $30,000 has a lot more earning potential than you because they have more money to trade, all right? So you have to keep that in mind, is that when you're calculating your kind of profits and your percentages, and we have a good calculator over at impennystock.com for the members, you'll be able to determine it based upon the type of percentage and the type of earning power that your account has, all right? And then the second thing is, like, the mindset is to just basically hit singles and doubles, all right, going back to the baseball analogy. You're going to try to make 5, 10, 15% a trade. If you make that, then you're in the clear, all right? The problem is that some people think that it's going to be a lottery ticket and that their $1 is going to be like a Dogecoin or Bitcoin and it's going to go up 100x. And unfortunately, that is not the right mindset of a day trader, all right? Day traders are kind of like, you know, you have to be very patient. It's like hunting, or, you know, being like a trained Navy Marine SEAL, like being a sniper, where you have to wait very patiently, right? A lot of first-time traders have a problem with over-trading, right? Sometimes I don't even make a trade in a day. And especially nowadays where I'm doing some other business stuff and I'm traveling and all that, I don't necessarily trade every day because there's not the right account or trade setup for that. So make sure that you kind of understand what you're getting yourself into. You can make easily, if you have, say, a $10,000 account, a couple hundred to a couple thousand bucks a day on good days, but you have to understand that it's the trading money, right? So you have to either keep it in, or your account's not going to grow. So if you have your own personal expenses, then you got to keep an eye out on that. And then second, it's about the consistency. You got to be patient with it. So hopefully that makes sense. If you guys want to learn more, definitely check out impennystock.com. And if you like this episode, definitely subscribe and leave a review. Highly appreciate it if you leave any reviews. And, you know, if you leave a good review and you kind of send in an email to me at admin@impennystock.com, I'll give you free access to the course. So any type of review, just be honest with me, because I want to know how I can make better content for you guys. So hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you guys next time.